أبي سعيد وأبي هريرة رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما يصيب المسلم من نصب ولا وصب ولا هم ولا حزن ولا أذن ولا غم حتى الشوكة يشاكها إلا كفر الله بها من خطاياه متفق عليه الوصب المرض حضرت أبو سعيد رضي الله تعالى أن حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى narrated from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم that no fatigue, illness, worry, grief, injury, or anxiety afflicts a Muslim, even to the extent of a thorn pricking him, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes through these difficulties all his sins. So we're continuing the chapter on sabr. Allama Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned so many ahadith already on sabr, and he has brought this beautiful hadith that whatever pain a Muslim goes through, he feels physical fatigue, whether it is distress, worry, sorrow, grief, injury, even a little thorn that pricks him, he's walking and a thorn pricks him, and he feels the pain, he makes sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this, Allah ta'ala wipes out his sins. عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال دخلت على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يوعك حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه says I entered upon Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم while Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was experiencing extreme fever فقلت يا رسول الله إنك توعك وعكا شديدا I said يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم you are experiencing heavy fever قال أجل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said yes إني أوعك كما يوعك رجلان منكم I suffer fever to the amount of two people's fever. He says, my fever is equal to the fever experienced by two people, two of you. Qultu, so I said, ذَلِكَ أَنَّ لَكَ أَجْرَيْن Then you get double reward. If you're getting the fever of two people, that means you're getting two people's reward. قَالَ أَجَلْ Nabi said, yes. ذَلِكَ كَذَلِكَ That is the case. Then Rasul says, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يُصِيبُهُ أَذَنْ شَوْكَةٌ فَمَا فَوْقَهَا إِلَّا كَفْرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا سِيِّئَاتِهِ وَحُطَّتْ عَنْهُ ذُنُوبُهُ كَمَا تَحُطُّ الشَّجَرَةُ وَرَقَهَا مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ He said, similarly, no Muslim is afflicted by any injury, a thorn pricking him or worse, without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expiating his sins. And his sins fall away just as leaves fall from a tree. Like how a tree sheds its leaves, like that the person's sins fall off his body. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من يريد الله به خيرا يصب منه رواه البخاري سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said when Allah desires good for any person Allah puts him through difficulties Allah puts him through some musibah, some test, some difficulty, some calamities before him. And because of that, he makes sabr. So when Allah desires good for a person, therefore, أَشَدُّ الْبَلَاءِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ The people who had the most tests and afflictions and difficulties were the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. The more closer a person is to Allah Rabbul Izzat, the greater the test. May Allah ta'ala protect us. May Allah give us the ability to make amal on all these beautiful ahadith and lessons. If we are faced with any of these situations, then ponder over the great reward that is mentioned for sabr. Allah Ta'ala accept. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.